This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kahn.
Hi, I'm Greg Eubin, and I really enjoy applying architecture principles to Agile teams, as well as applying Agile principles to architecture.
This is a continuing episode of a series about Agile Enterprise Architects. This is a hot topic. Maybe we can hover on this one for a minute. If your team did decide to use a large language model so that, say, a business analyst could tell the large language model how to behave and how to handle certain requests that are coming through by explaining the business rules in English to the large language model. The interesting point here, and this is something that everybody's going to be looking at, and this is going to include the enterprise architect, is how much compute do we need and how much is that going to cost us? Because if you can throw out 1,000, 5,000, maybe 10,000 lines of written code and replace it with some machine learning, that's good savings, less bug fixing, less people busy doing, keeping something running or changing, because now the business analyst can change the business rules by explaining to the LLM the new change. But there's a cost to that. The cost of that is, at least today terms, it's compute. And so now there's some algebra that needs to happen. And I expect that'll be kind of, that's kind of the enterprise architect ballywick. Is that true or am I mischaracterizing?
I think you still have to go back and take a look at what was produced. It still needs a sanity check from that to make sure that it's sound. I think there's also some trade-offs on, while you don't have to maintain that code yourself, you do have to maintain and keep upgrading those libraries, unless it's a purchased, you know, software as a service.
For sure.
type thing. Then you don't have
maintain.
To.
Yeah.
Worry about that. Definitely the architect needs to take a look and see, is this, should review it for soundness. I think a developer should review it for soundness. It would be nice to just have a business architect just be able to articulate their, or business analyst to articulate their, you know, the requirements, and then it's all good. I think we're still a little early on. I think
only a little early. I'm not sure we're early, actually. I'm not convinced of that even. But so, because my own forays into machine learning, the hard part I'm having is predicting the cost, and that comes back to usage patterns. You know, every time a customer shows up and does something, how much, and now the currency in AI ML is tokens, how many tokens is it going to require, because that's what they charge by, how many tokens is it going to require to resolve this transaction? And then you multiply that by the number of transactions you expect to have, and now you have a bill that you might be getting if you're using a cloud service from an outside vendor for the LLM. Or, you know, this is where you go to the build versus rent model. Or yeah. You say, well, you know, we're going to have our own. And but then you have to do the maintainability, like you mentioned, the keeping the libraries up to date, keeping the system up to date. And you take on that cost, but you don't have to pay per token very much. But you also have to pay the energy bill. So you have to assume, I mean, we can assume that the cost per token has some relationship with the amount of energy the machine consumes to make those decisions too.
Yeah, and you have to have the right situation for it. We had brought in a business rules engine. And so we had introduced business rules, and we had a very complex set of rules to apply, and it was the right tool for the job. It was a whole series, and they were, some of them were complex and stuff, and it was perfect for that kind of a scenario. Then I had conversations with peers, and everybody wanted to jump on the business rules engine bandwagon. And so they were asking, you know, well, can I wanted to make this decision? And I'm like, it's just a single if statement. you're just asking if this condition is true, do this, otherwise do this other thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're just write an if statement. You don't need a whole business rules engine for this. It's not that complex. And I think that's where we are with some of this machine learning and the AI and that is, you can put some intelligence into the code. It doesn't need a whole, you know, machine learning and stuff like that. It could just be a simple threshold, and you can just write that yourself, and it's probably cheaper. It's cheaper for CPU, compute, you know, all that stuff. But then there's other situations where, yeah, you do need to run through and complex, and you are going to spend the money to do that processing.
Yeah, I like how you put the focus on the complexity to do it with code. And if it's only a single if statement, not such a big deal. But if it's thousands of if statements and nesting and that kind of nastiness, then a different strategy would be valuable, whatever that strategy is.
Right.
Ace is an agile consultant who shares space with a coffee shop in order to save on the rent. Meet this hard-boiled agile consultant and follow his adventures on helping his clients become agile no matter the circumstance. Scrum Noir, the project management comic book that teaches you agile, is available on Amazon. Just search for Scrum Noir. N-O-I-R. We got goodies in the show notes. Some are examples of the artifacts that we talked about in the show, and any other thing that we could find that we thought would further enhance your listening experience. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy access. If you're not using a podcast player and you downloaded this MP3 from the webpage, just go back to the webpage and there you will see show notes. The series started at episode 276. You can find that episode by going to agilethoughts.info and typing in whatever episode number you care to search into the search box, and it will find it for you. Next episode, more from architect Greg Euben. Where do people go for more information about usage patterns? Like, let's say there's an enterprise architect or just an architect or a lead who goes like, hey, I want to learn more about that thing, this usage pattern. Where would they go to go learn more?